Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
One of my SE directors called me last week, rattled. She'd just lost a deal she was convinced they were winning.
What had happened?
Three vendor shortlist. Great discovery, clean technical win on the demo, champion was fired up. And then, week two, gone. No second demo, no pricing conversation, nothing. The buyer just quietly picked another vendor.
Oof, so what did she miss?
That's the thing. I don't think she missed anything in the meetings. I think she'd already lost the deal before it showed up in her pipeline.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, why you can run perfect discovery and still lose. Because the ranking happened before you ever got the call.
Okay, so lost before it showed up. That's a big claim. Unpack it.
There's a stat from Sixth Sense that's been living in my head for weeks. 94% of buying groups rank the vendors on their shortlist before they have a first meeting with any of them. And then they buy from whoever was ranked number one 77% of the time.
Wait, say that again?
94% rank before contact. 77% buy their day one favorite.
So if you're not already the favorite when the meeting gets booked,
you're essentially campaigning against a default. Quite an uphill climb.
Okay, but Nate, how is that actionable for an SE leader? We don't control the buyer's research phase. We're not marketing.
That's exactly the trap. I thought the same thing for years. Not my job. I'm the technical close. But look, if 77% of deals are decided by day one ranking, then my team's demo isn't the main event anymore. It's the confirmation.
So what is your team's job then?
Two things, really. First, make sure the material buyers find before the call actually does the job of ranking us number one. Video walkthroughs and clear answers to the hard questions. All the stuff my SEs used to save for the live demo.
Put it out there ungated?
Ungated. Searchable. Indexed by the tools buyers are actually using, which right now means LLMs, not Google. And second, when the call finally happens, don't deliver a standard demo. Confirm the ranking. Ask the buyer what specifically pushed us to the top of their list, then make the hour about reinforcing that.
Okay, honest question. Isn't that just assuming you're already winning? What if you're actually number two on the list?
Then you need to know it before the demo, not after. My SE directors have started asking a single question on the first call. We're one of a few options you're evaluating. What was it that made you book time with us specifically? If the answer is vague, you're number two. Act accordingly.
And if the answer is specific?
Then you're the favorite. Don't blow it by running a generic pitch.
So the move this week is stop treating the first demo like an introduction. Treat it like a confirmation interview. Find out if you're already the favorite. And if you're not, shift the whole conversation.
Yes, and audit what your team publishes publicly. If a buyer using an LLM to research your category doesn't find clear answers to their top three questions from you, someone else is getting that day one ranking.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.